judge. And when you choose, when you win, and when you lose, think of what could have been, and think, would I be me?
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio with Nancy and Lisa. That was Would I Be Me? It is the first track from the debut solo album, Out of Control. It's by Italian guitarist and songwriter Marco Mattei, and it is out now. November 19th is the day, so go to marcomattei.art, and now I'm going to find out if I even pronounce his last name correctly. But welcome, Marco. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great, and you did it perfect. It's Marco Mattei.
Marco. Lisa, no, there we go.
Hi, it's Nancy.
And thank cool. you for being here. This is so cool. Your album is amazing. And I find it really amazing that we're all in Dallas today. We didn't know we were recording
That's
this
so
on
funny.
Zoom. And Nancy and I would just arrive in Dallas and you're in Dallas. So I didn't know
Great.
You were in Texas. So, hey, That's deep
so cool.
in the heart of Texas, you find some good music, right?
You haven't noticed my Texan accent, right?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't. So you're in Dallas. This is so cool. So you travel a lot, and your album, I love the album because you have so many different styles in there, but you make the whole thing flow. I think it's very intimate and personal and makes you stop and think about where you are in life.
Mm-hmm.
Got family, it's got everything in there. I mean, this is pretty much like when you're coming out, here I am as a musician for my debut solo, because I know you've done so much, you've got quite a background. Yeah, travel's got to be part of that, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You're right. I brought a lot of myself into it. And my travel is also, of course, contaminating the music and the lyrics. I've been the last 15 years, I lived in 6 different countries, being Italy, where I'm originally from, Spain, Sweden, Japan, Austria, and then US, most recently. And, you know, I love being a tourist, but I really think that living in different places gives you a different perspective and flavor about the culture, a deeper understanding of the culture, which is something that excites me and really helps you understand the value of diversity in a broad sense, but also in music and different influences. That's, I guess, one of the reasons why the album is so diverse.
I so agree with you. I mean, when you travel and you go from place to place in a big hurry, you see a lot, but I don't know how much you digest. But when you stop and live in a place for a while, then you're like, it's a totally different experience than traveling as a, you know, snapping pictures and then leaving.
And the music difference. Part too, if you stay a while, you get to connect with the music, and it's, well, for you, I know if you're a musician, there's no way you're going to see a band that you like and go, hey, hi, you know what I mean? You're going to have that. It's like, once you're a musician, it's like you have this massive family around the world, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, in this album, I have 24 different musicians contributing. So it's a lot of
big names in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a mix, right? There are some people that I've played with and worked with growing up from Italy that are great musicians and, you know, collaborating in the album. And there are some other sounds that I had in mind, like, I don't know, sitars or some Indian and ethnic percussion. Mm-hmm. So I asked people that I didn't know, I reached out and asked them to collaborate. And then there are also, as you said, some quite big names. You know, these are guys like, I don't know, Tony Levin or Jerry Marotta that were playing, for example, with Peter Gabriel or King Crimson or Pat Mastelotto, other great musicians that, you know, I grew up listening to the music of and going to their concerts and inspired my musical journey. And I felt like, okay, I really would love to have their contribution and have them contribute to the sound. So it's a mix of all these different things and different levels of relationship and connections with these different musicians.
And also with travel, there's that connection of the different cultures, like you're saying, the diversity. But then we also realize humanity through that, and that we are actually still the same, maybe different color skin, different clothing, different, maybe even different religious celebrations, but it all boils down to the same thing no matter what. And so you, I think through travel, you gain compassion and listening and understanding. And from your album, that's what I heard a lot of, you know, about being in the present moment.
That's exactly right. I think that song that we've just listened to, Would That Be Me, is a little bit of the summary of the theme across the album. It's called Out of Control because, you know, I find interesting that a lot of things that we perceive defining our individuality and who we are, like our gender, color of our skin, our religion, or I don't know, the place where we're born, social condition, really are out of our control. And so when you start thinking about it, you realize that, I mean, this other person that I am fighting with and I have different views of, I mean, could be me. And would I be myself if I had, you know, different experiences and I've met different people or was born in another place of the world? And so, as to your point, Lisa, you know, when you start thinking about it and by traveling, you see it more, so you are touching it more, so to say, then you get to think, okay, maybe I should put myself in other people's shoes and be a little bit more empathic. And that's a lot of the message that it's in the album.
That first song, the song we just heard, you know, for me, it had great meaning. It just took me back to a time when I went to live with my grandmother and I really, really was intent on running away from home. And my grandmother was, would that really be you? Wouldn't you lose a part of you? And I'm like, I don't care, I don't care. And she goes, oh, you say that now, but you would. And so it's like, you almost use the same words. I was like, oh, my granny.
Well, you know, thanks for sharing that, Nancy. It's a, it's a beautiful memory that you're sharing. And I think I love it because it's the power of music that everybody can read those lyrics in and connect to them. And I'm so glad that it reminded you of that personal experience.
You know, also going with that too, is I think it was in your lullaby song where you talk about or sing about not becoming a victim in life. I think.
Yes, that's, I think that's a song that, of course, I dedicated to my two daughters. And actually, it's funny that the introduction of it, it's one of my daughters singing.
I was wondering.
Was three. Yes. Cool. And you know, one day, now she's 10. So I recorded that little intro 7 years ago now. I heard her singing in a room, a song that she made up. And so I went there with my phone and recorded it without her realizing it. And then, you know, just as a memory. And then I thought when I wrote the lullaby a few years after that, I thought I could use that, you know, little part as intro for the song. And so to your point, there's a lot of personal involvement in the lyrics and the themes of the record.
And it seems that also it was, it almost was like a song where, like if something happened to you, your children had these life lessons you were imparting, you know?
It's, yeah, partially it's like that. It's more something that I think they know it's for them, it's dedicated to them, and they can relate to and listen to for the rest of their lives, some sort of legacy, if you wish, message. That they grew up being loved and that's never, you know, gonna disappear, right?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I want to also talk about one of my favorite songs, Tomorrow. I have a thing about slide guitar, and I heard that. And this is the thing, you take your songs in different places, but it does, that's what I was saying. We're the big blend. We're supposed to have different interests and different things. Mm-hmm. And it is about diversity of themes and likes and everything. And it's the same thing in music. It does flow because you don't have life without diversity. It doesn't exist. Nature doesn't work that way. But then you get to Tomorrow and here comes slide guitar and I'm going, oh man, I'm in. That's going to get very loud in the car.
I'm glad that you liked it. I'll be interested. That's an instrumental, so I would be interested to know what type of images it inspired you. But obviously, I moved to Texas. About 7 years ago, and of course, a lot of the sounds here were not familiar, and I never played a resonator guitar. But I really loved the sound, so I picked up one. And so that's how that song was born. And I think a trip to Big Bend National Park inspired that song.
Mm-hmm. See?
Oh, I love that because now that's our land. That's our thing about national parks. Mm-hmm. And there's something about road trips and music. Is that something that you start listening and connect? We have a thing about when you're driving, you connect the music to the landscape, if you can do it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a lot of happy accidents because you already have something going. But you try to pair it in with what you can. Do you do that too?
I love it for sure. And again, I think that would be a good song for a Big Bend trip.
Big Bend National Park. We haven't been there yet. We haven't been there. Did you go camping?
I went there right before COVID started, 2 years ago. It was amazing. I didn't realize that from Dallas is like 12 hours drive because it's Texas, but I didn't realize it was that far, but it was worth it. I really loved it.
Oh, we have to do that. We have to still get to that park, but we're getting there. After Tomorrow, tell us about that song, because you have so many cool instruments going on. And to me, this was like a string fantasy.
Yeah. So Tomorrow is a song where I played. It's fully instrumented. And so there are a lot of instruments, drums, bass, and acoustic guitars, electric guitars, the dobro type of resonator guitar. And actually, you know, it was inspired by the big band, as we discussed, but also I start feeling a connection with some of the events that were happening across the border of the United States with the immigration and the challenges that, you know, people had trying to get in the US. That's why it's called Tomorrow, because they think of a better tomorrow. And then I wanted to do a more acoustic version of the same song and call it After Tomorrow, and it's more peaceful and relaxed, and, you know, hopefully that's the represents the better life that
things will get better.
Yeah. And it's played with an instrument called Irish bouzouki.
Cool.
So it's an 8-string instrument that originally bouzouki is from Greece or Turkey or you know, those eastern Mediterranean places. But then this instrument started being used a lot for the Irish folk. And a version called Irish bouzouki.
That's what I say. It sounds, there's parts of it that sound Celtic, even like a flute. And I don't know if it was a flute or a different, you know. I know you have a South African on there. I was like, ooh, does he have the penny whistle? I don't think you did. But
you're right. There is another song that is a ballad that has the Irish whistle, and another one that has a fiddle played by an Irish person.
So did you record this all like over, you know, Zoom or every, you know, remember back in Dropbox days, Dropbox was the musicians go to in Skype. So how was this all put together with so many people and COVID?
Yes. So I still love potentially getting in a room with the musicians, but especially during COVID, that's a challenge. And so I also like the idea that you make the best out of the limitations that, that you have around, and actually you use them as a leverage. And so the leverage for me was, okay, I cannot go to a studio with musicians, but I can use technology. Now everybody starts using Zoom, but there are similar tools for musicians. And now technology allows to exchange files and ideas much more easily. So basically, I recorded all the demos for all the songs, and then I sent them to the musician and say, hey, you see this part that I've played with my guitar or with my keyboards or whatever, or the drums I programmed, that's what I think it should look like, but you are the better drummer, you are the better sitar player, you're the better, you know, fiddle player. So I'll remove that part, and you will do your thing, and let's see what comes out of it. And so, of course, a lot more of back and forth. But then on the other end, there's the opportunity to collaborate with people from anywhere in the world, literally.
That's
a good point.
I think that was something, you know, you remember the Songs for Change that goes around?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
That not the coolest thing? And I remember Nancy and I watching this, and as we were started our tour, you know, going to all these parks, well, the musicians are like, well, why? We've got to do something with you being in parks and us as musicians, we've got to do something. And then I'm looking at this going, oh, we could do something similar. And then COVID happened and I was like, all right, everyone's doing it now. Same thing as when we wanted to do Zoom video things, we had to teach people Zoom, and now everyone's doing Zoom. We're like, okay, now we can do it. You know, it's funny how it works.
You're right, Lisa. I mean, the quality of those recordings and the diversity is amazing. And for sure, I mean, I'm not sure I would have done something like what I've done if I had the opportunity to go to a studio. But again, those songs for change kind of led me to think that, oh, you can do something that is high quality, mm-hmm. even, you know,
yeah.
from a distance. Mm-hmm. So that was certainly inspirational.
But it's also part of documenting how things were going on in the world. You know, mm-hmm. so your next album now. May be different. You may have 3-person in a studio or something. You never know what you're going to create, mm-hmm. right? So it's going to be different every time. And I think that's the beauty of what the arts, I always say this, the arts tell the truth.
True. And by the way, you know, the excitement from being in the room and seeing things created together moved to the excitement. Oh, I received an email. This person sent me mm-hmm. their file. I want to hear what they did.
Yeah, right.
So somehow that excitement has not been completely lost. It's just translated into, you know, listening to it when you receive it compared to, you know, listening it on the moment.
So you mean you never slept because you've got this going on from around the world.
Well, that's not far from being true, because a lot of the work for this album happened between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. mm-hmm. every day.
I can understand that.
So yes, took away a lot of sleep.
It's kind of a testimonial to we don't give up. You know, the underlying feeling of things is now we don't give up. Okay, we don't like this. This is bad. This is happening, but we're not going to give up. And so I think that comes through in the music and in other genres of art. You can almost feel history through art. And there's always that undertone of we're not giving up. So I think it's cool. I mean, I don't think COVID's cool, but I think it's cool that we find ways to circumvent the bad news.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that was like my thing of top of my mind when I wrote and recorded the album, but I'm not surprised that comes across that way, because you know, that's certainly a component of it in doing this work.
Yeah, I love the album. I can't wait. I can't wait. We're going to start traveling in a few days. I know this is airing on your release date, November 19th, but people driving near our car will hear it very loud.
No, here we go. She's going to pick she's going to pick our driving path by your music.
Yeah, really?
I can see it now.
Well, I'm going to have to play
tomorrow. I knew it.
As soon as we leave here. Well, actually, we have to get out of Dallas for tomorrow, because we have to get out of the city, because I want to see, you know, the open sky, you know, when we do that. But I know we're going to close with Picture in a Frame.
It's full circle.
Yeah, that's a full circle song. Tell us about that and who's performing on there.
In that song, there's Pat Massalotto on drums. He's one of my favorite drummers. He plays for King Crimson. And Tony Levin on bass. He's also currently part of King Crimson, and he's one of the most amazing bass players in the world, in my opinion, and many others' opinion. He's just a legend. And then I played basically guitars and everything else. And also, even though I'm not a singer, I got to partially sing the verses. And then the guy that sings the choruses, he's South African.
Ah, there we go. See? I love that. Pat was on our show back in February.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Yeah, he was on our show with his wife, because they did an album together with some of the King Crimson. Well, it was all retakes of King Crimson.
The Mastellatos, right?
Yes.
A young guide to King Crimson or something like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome.
I really love the reinterpretation of King Crimson classics.
Yeah, that was fun. They were on the show. And then he was like, it was when we were doing a live show and then we're talking about cats and dogs. He's emailing me, you should have kept us on the show. We've got cats. So no, it was great. He is awesome. It was good to have him on the show. And Chad Wackerman's on there too. on your album.
Yes. Yeah. And I've always loved Chad. I'm a big fan of Alan Allsworth, and he's been working with Alan for many years. And of course, he was drummer for Frank Zappa. And Void is a song on the album that is probably the most technical at some point. So I was thinking, okay, I need somebody that is really technical here. And of course, he's one of the guys that came top of my mind. And I mean, he was amazing. That's one of those where he sent me back the tracks and I was like, oh, I want to listen to it. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. That's perfect. I love it.
I love that. So you're getting little gifts in the whole time. This is awesome. Well, we're going to close with the song Picture in a Frame. So everybody check it out and go to marcomattei.art. And that's where you can get it through Bandcamp. And remember, Bandcamp is very cool to musicians, especially it's on Fridays, right? Where all the funds and the proceeds go to the musicians, Marco?
I think it's one Friday per month.
Okay.
I don't remember which Friday it is, yes.
But they're cool.
Yes. And anyways, it's much more musician friendly than anything else. As you'll know, if you listen through Spotify, musicians get basically nothing. And if you access the music through Bandcamp, it's the vast majority of the money goes to the musicians. So support Bandcamp, and Bandcamp supports us.
Love that. We want to thank our sponsor, the National Parks Arts Foundation, who they created these amazing artists in residence opportunities where artists, musicians, writers, filmmakers, you name it, if you're in the arts, you can apply to stay in a national park for a full month and create. It's really cool. Marco, there's Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. I'm just saying.
I'll definitely note it down. I don't know what can come out of that, what kind of music, but
you'll be at they have a 6-bedroom house with a recording studio.
Ooh.
Overlooking the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh,
what really do I need to click?
Go to nationalparksartsfoundation.org. We love them. They have really good opportunities in Chaco Canyon in northern New Mexico, Death Valley, Dry Tortugas National Park. You get your own island there. You have to take someone with you because you're on your own island off grid for a month. So all kinds of great opportunities. So everyone check them out. And we want to thank you. And everyone keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Our shows air daily now, right, Nancy? Because keeps happening. So daily at 4 a.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time if you're in Dallas, 6 o'clock. Thanks so much
for having me.
Right? Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you so much.